Today, I'm going to be talking about comfort. And when I was reflecting on my life, the time that I was pursuing comfort the most was when I lived in Edmonton. Now, this is about 5 years ago in my early 20s, and I lived downtown Edmonton with two other guys, and we had a pretty good setup. I mean, we were in downtown Edmonton, so we had a Save-On right across the street, we had restaurants, we had fast food, we had 7-Eleven, we can go get anything we wanted within about a half a block radius of us. We also had our apartment set up really well, where we had some comfortable couches, some comfortable chairs, but the center of the room was our two TVs, and they were pretty big. One was made for video games, one was made for television. So there'd be, a lot of the time, these two TVs going on, us playing games, us watching movies, us doing all these things, so we can be sitting there comfortably. I mean, we also had a mini fridge in there where we could enjoy beverages without having to leave our couch so that we can be as comfortable as possible. We also had a good dining room, too, because we love playing board games. So we actually bought a poker table so that we could play board games on it. It had nice cup holders on it. It had the side leather that was cushy, and we had two bookcases full of board games, so that we would never have to leave the room and we could be comfortable. And of course, we had another mini fridge in that room so that we never had to leave the room to get a drink when we wanted it. This was our lifestyle, is where we built it around comfort. And we tried to be as comfortable as possible, as easy as possible. But to be honest with you, it didn't really satisfy us. I always wanted more comfort. We always needed another video game. We always needed another board game. We thought that getting the poker table would transform our board gaming lives, and it was awesome at first, and then we wanted more. And I realized that I wanted my life to be about something more than comfort, something more than ease. There's probably been a time in your life where a major priority was comfort. You may have not thought that it was about comfort and ease, but chances are it was. You might have built your life around predictability, where you knew what was going to happen no matter what. Or maybe it was kind of like me, where you built your life to have that big TV so that you can come home around the end of the day and have a really nice comfy couch, and that was what your life was around, so you could have as much time doing nothing, as much as possible. Or maybe your life is built around having that padded savings account that you know if anything happens, you'll be fine. And I think this pursuit of comfort can happen to people at any age. It can be young, like me, or it can be when you're in the middle of your life and you realize that you want something more than what you've been achieving for. And I think that's part of what a midlife crisis is about, is that they're not going out and they're living for comfort. But it can also happen later on in life, when you're older and you don't know what your purpose is, so you're just living for comfort. Some of us are living for these comfortable things, but there's also some of us who are living for the opposite. And you don't have any comfort in your life at all. And you probably need some more comfort. See, 5 years ago, I was on that side, and now, right now, I'm more on this side, where I'm a go, 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 got to get this done, got to get this next task going for. There's all these things on my schedule that I need to get done. So I don't really have time for comfort. Or I think I'm, you know, better because my life is more difficult. And I think lots of us do this as well. But the truth of the matter is that we need comfort, but comfort can't be the goal. And that's what we're going to look at today. Because comfort can be a really good thing to have, but it is a bad focus in life. Because if the fact of the matter is that if our life is built around ease, we're not meeting our potential. If we don't have difficult things in our life, if we don't have challenging things in our life, we're probably not going to be improving ourselves. If our lives are built around comfort, boredom is inevitable. When I was thinking about this pursuit, this thought of boredom is inevitable when people are comfortable, I thought about the Bible and I thought about David. Now, this might not seem like David to you, because most stories of David, he's doing some amazing things where he is not comfortable. He's beating giants, he's taking over lands, he's leading huge armies. He has some of the coolest stories in the world. But I thought of one story where he was kind of built his life around ease and comfort. The story starts where he wakes up from a nap. And then he takes a little stroll on the balcony, not really doing anything. See, his army's out attacking, out at war, and he probably should have been leading his army. But he was living for the comfort in his palace. For those of you that may have heard some church stories before, this is the story of David and Bathsheba. You may find out that in David's life of ease, he did some bad things. He went and saw a woman that he thought was attractive, so he slept with her, even though he was married and she was married. And she ended up getting pregnant, and he ended up having her husband killed, and then the baby ended up dying later. So he was living in a life of comfort, and boredom happened, so he tried to find his own adventure. And when people are bored, they find adventure in all the wrong places. You can probably ask any mom of young boys that thing. That if kids are bored, they're going to find trouble. That's true, not just kids. Well, David did it, and I have done it too. So we have, comfort has its purpose, but it's a bad focus in life. Because we're made for more than just comfort. We're made for more than just ease. We're made for a lifestyle of adventure. Even the word comfort, we have changed its meaning to what we feel, to ease, to relaxation. But the origin of the word comfort is actually to strengthen much. If we're living a life of comfort, we're actually building our lifestyle around being able to be weak. We're building it around whatever happens and whatever I do, I can be weak and I can get by. But the purpose of comfort is to overcome. The purpose of comfort is to strengthen in those difficult times. Because we are made for the adventures, the struggles that happen. And if you think of any great adventure that you've read about, that you've heard on TV, people have overcome struggles. They've overcome troubles. They may have been trying to have an easy life, but when they overcome the struggles, that's when they were able to meet the best version of themselves. Whether you think of Frodo in a ring, he didn't simply walk into Mordor and drop it. He had to overcome great obstacles. He did live a life of ease and comfort, and then he found out the potential in himself. Or Moby Dick, he didn't see a whale that was huge a long way away and throw a javelin at him, and he had a big feast. He overcame. There were struggles. There was difficulties. There was hardships. Muhammad Ali, who died this week, he's not famous for having an easy life. He's famous for overcoming adversity and being a champion, even though there's lots of things trying to put him down. We are not made for comfort. We are made for adventure. Comfort just comes to strengthen us. As I look through the Bible for this message, and I look for the word comfort, every time the word comfort is used, it is in times of difficulty, in times of struggle. We're going to look at 2 Corinthians, the start of it today, and where Paul talks to the church of Corinth. And in this church, he actually is going to be talking about comfort so much that this is called the comfort section of the Bible, because the word comfort's used more than any other word. And these people were going through difficult times, so they needed the comfort. So what Paul said is, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our suffering, you also share in the comfort God gives us. So there's a lot in this, and he talks about comfort, but I think what he all says can be boiled down to one simple formula, which comes from verse 4. And this is actually just the start of verse 4, and what it says, he comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. So in this simple yet profound formula that really affects every day of our life and every time in our life that we're going to be facing, every struggle, there's three things. The first thing, well, up there, the first thing is God comforts, but I'm going to start with trouble. Because we don't need, like we talked about earlier, we don't need to be comforted in a life of ease. We need to be comforted in trouble, in struggle, in difficult, hard times. And those are going to come no matter who you are. They're going to, whatever, if you're trying to avoid it, they still will come. And they'll especially come if you're trying to live the life that you were made to live. So that's the first part. Second part is the comfort. And we're going to talk about how to truly not just get over our feelings, but to be strengthened in these difficult times. So that not that we can just get through something, but we can overcome it. And then the final part is support so that we can love other people and how God has helped us or how we have been comforted, we can strengthen other people because we are not meant to live this life alone. So those are the three steps in this. And we're going to start by talking about the trouble. And with that, if you're somebody who's pursuing comfort, you're trying to have as little trouble as possible. That's a problem in this formula, because if you don't have this trouble, you're not going to get comforted, and you're not going to be able to support others. If you're living for the easy life, you have no challenges, you have nothing to overcome, you have no ways to get better for yourself. There's no reason for you to get strengthened, like we're going to talk about with the comfort. When you do live outside your comfort zone, that is when you're truly living on adventure. Chances are in your life, if you look back, the times that you felt the most comforted were not in times of ease when you're sitting in front of a TV and you had nothing to do. Sorry? Yeah. But it's probably a time that you're going through hard. You're not sure what to do. You felt pain from a loss. And maybe somebody just listened to you and you felt comforted. Maybe someone encouraged you and you felt strengthened. I don't know what it is, but our comfort comes from when we're strengthened, not from ease. Also with that, the time that you've had the most growth in your life has been through difficulties. And it does. It is uncomfortable that the times we grow the most are in our most difficult times. You can look back and see growth in your character. You can see growth in your strength, in your endurance, and in who you are today is because of the battles that you have overcome. And hopefully you've been strengthened through them, not weakened. And we're going to talk about that again in a little bit. This is a battle that you'll be on throughout your entire life. If you are somebody who is a follower of Jesus, and you live your life to not need God, you're not going to be strengthened by God. If you live a life where you're not taking chances, where you need God to show up, God probably won't show up. Because you're not living a life of adventure, the life that you were made to do, a life of stepping up, a life of showing God to others. You're living a life of ease and unimportance. If you're living your life in your comfort zone, you will never meet the best version of you. It takes going into those troubles, getting comforted, getting strengthened so that you can overcome. We're reading some words of Paul here, and he goes on in other works, and he has so many different ways to say, go through the troubles, don't stop at them. He says, press on towards the goal. He says, work and struggle so hard. Run the race marked out for you. And all these things just say, don't shy away from them, because troubles will come if you're living the life that you were made to live. But God will come and he will comfort. That's the second part, is the comforted. Now, in that verse, it doesn't say that God's going to comfort us in some of our troubles. God's not going to come and comfort us in just the big troubles and the little stuff you have to deal with yourself. It says all our troubles. But I don't feel that way, that God has comforted me in all my troubles. Chances are you guys probably been through something and you're like, God, where are you? Why haven't you shown up? I think there's two reasons for that. The first reason is because we don't accept it. And the second reason is because he doesn't comfort us the way that we want to be comforted sometimes. The first one, we don't accept it. I can think of times in my life where I was going through some struggles. I was going through some hard times, and someone, a good friend of mine or someone close to me, tried to comfort me. And they may have done some really nice things by encouraging me or listening to me or giving me some good advice, but I didn't want it. And I, instead of accepting their good advice, I pushed them away. And I didn't really care what they were saying. Maybe I was stubborn. Maybe I was wanting to stay in my angry state. I don't know why. But because I didn't accept it and they continued to push me, it made things worse. Their comfort, which probably was a good thing, wasn't comforting. Had nothing to do with them. It had everything to do with me. Same thing's true with God. He wants to comfort us. But he's not going to force his comfort on us if we don't want to take it. So he says to me, come to me, all who are tired and weak. The thirsty, the brokenhearted, those through pain. And I will give you rest. I will give you fresh water for you to drink to restore your soul. He's not going to force you to come to him for comfort. The second reason why we don't feel comforted is because the way God comforts us isn't the way we want it to. God's comforting is about strengthening. It's not about making our problems go away, which is often what we want. It's not about making the hurt and the pain disappear. He wants to use your struggles to make you a better person. He wants to use your struggles to also glorify himself. He wants to use your struggles so that you can help somebody else. Now, all those things all go together, and we can think, okay, God just wants to glorify himself. Yeah, that's true. He does want to glorify himself because he deserves it. But at the same time, he wants to have us be the best people we can be and have the most joy. So God doesn't want to just give us a Band-Aid to make us forget about it. And often we can use Band-Aids in our lives for comfort. I can go to whatever, food and carbs or coffee or exercise, or some people might even go to things like drugs and alcohol to cover the feelings that they have in their hurt. And not all these things are bad. They can be good. But they're just a Band-Aid for a deep wound. God wants to come and he wants to give us surgery so that we can be healed, so that we can be strengthened, so that you can grow as a person. It may not be easy. It may not be a time of rejoicing and your trouble doesn't go away right away. But he wants to make you a better version of yourself. And that's uncomfortable. But he wants to strengthen you in that. So this week, I don't know what troubles might come up with you guys, but I want to encourage you to go to God. Maybe you're somebody who's been avoiding it and been using Band-Aids instead of going to God, and you can use Band-Aids and go to God because even surgeons will use Band-Aids at the end. But going to God to strengthen you, not so that you can just get through it, so that you can overcome it. So that next time when the same trouble comes, it's not as big a deal. So that you are a better person than you used to be. And that's what God wants to do through his comforting, through his strengthening. And also, he wants to make you a better you so that you can support somebody else. And that's the last part of the verse. That our struggles, our troubles are not for no reason. And just the purpose of them, just the realization of this can help you, hopefully, get through some struggles. Hey, life is better when we are connected. But to support other people, it means you need to be in authentic, vulnerable relationships. You need to be honest about the difficulties you might be going through. You need to be honest about past things that have tripped you up and made you do stupid things in the past, but hopefully God has strengthened you in them. Hopefully God has supported you so that now you can get in relationship with somebody else and help them. It's the whole reason that we have community groups in our church. It's so that we can get people in relationships so that they can support each other and so that you can support other people. I agree, we have great groups. Don't let your past struggles, your past adventures, your past even mistakes and difficult things that you've gone through and you have championed and become a better you go to waste because you are not supporting other people. God has given you a story. He's given some hardships that were really difficult to get through, and he wants to use them with you. So that's the formula, is that there's the struggle, the comfort, and then the support, other people. And it's important to know that this isn't just one time in our lives. As Paul keeps talking in this section, he says that you're going to go through more comfort so you can give, more trouble so you can give more comfort so you can support people more. And then there's going to be bigger things that happen and then harsher things that happen. And then you're going to grow from them and strengthen yourself and grow for yourself so that you can support people better, so you can be a good friend, so you can encourage, so that you can do all these things to be a better version of you, and but also to make the people around you better versions of them. Paul goes on in the next section, 2 Corinthians 1:8-9. We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure. We thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely on God who raises the dead. Paul went through some crazy, crazy difficult times. Other books, he talks about being beaten, stoned. He was imprisoned multiple times. He was shipwrecked. If there's a story of persecution that someone just keeps getting up and going on, I don't know if someone better than Paul. And Paul grew. And Paul didn't just grow from it. He didn't just learn to rely on God from it. He supported other people. You read his letters, and they are dripping with compassion and care for the people around him, the people that he has met. He prays for them all the time. He cares for them. He strengthens them. He comforts them. He gives them encouragement. And today, he still is able to give us encouragement because people have copied this letter over and over and over again, so we get to read it in our Bibles. Paul went through those difficult times, and he didn't waste it. And the key to it was not that Paul worked harder. It wasn't that Paul thought of an ingenuitive new way or worked or did all these correct things. He learned to rely on God. Because you, in your life, might want to rely on that next ingenious thing or that, you know, self-help book, which can be good. Or maybe, you know, just getting through it and working harder or having the right answers all the time. It may help. But you will not be truly comforted, you will not be truly strengthened until you learn to rely on the creator of the universe. The God who loves and cares for you so much. The one who is the beginning and the end. The one who knows what's going to happen tomorrow so he can comfort you today. He can strengthen you in your current troubles. He can help you overcome so that you can help somebody else overcome. It all starts with taking a step into what God's called you to do. Stepping out of your comfort zone. James, Jesus' brother, he had a different outlook on trouble. And I think it was because he learned this method. And what he said was, "Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble of any time comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy." That's uncomfortable. Trouble brings joy. He knew that the more troubles he went into, the more he could learn to rely on God, the more he'd see how amazing God is, the more he'd see how much God loves and cares for him, the more he could be comforted and strengthened, not because of him learning more about himself, but him learning about God who loves him. And he went out and he supported others. He was the leader of the entire church at one point when it was being persecuted relentlessly. He learned this fact. So he didn't just shy away from troubles. He rejoiced when they came. How about you? What does your life reflect? Do you avoid troubles? Or do you try to take them on to be strengthened in them? What's your prayer life like? Is it more about comforts? Your bank account? Pain going away? Or is it about overcoming obstacles so that you can be strengthened, so that you can strengthen other people? See, the simple formula that is all about the troubles or struggles. I wrote struggles, right? Yeah, struggle, comfort, and support. You might be somebody who is in one of these areas, and you might be somebody who is struggling with all of these areas. This week I want to challenge you. If you're somebody who is living in your comfort zone, try to take a step. I don't know what that's going to look like for you. Maybe that's a business risk. Maybe that's you doing the right thing even though you don't really want to. Maybe that's talking to your neighbor and about God. Whatever that step out is, I'd encourage you to do it. Because without trouble, if we don't leave our comfort zone, we will never meet the best version of ourselves. Maybe you're somebody who's in the area where you're struggling and you're troubling and you're just going through a really difficult time. And you're not really sure if you're going to make it out. This week, I want you to find your comfort in God. Because he wants to comfort you. You might be not looking for comfort anywhere and just going and going and going and just trying to run yourself down. Or maybe you realize that you're trying to get comfort in the wrong areas. And instead of getting that band-aid, you need to get healed. Instead of covering what's going on so the next time it comes up, you're going to be in the same place again, distraught, upset, hurt, God wants to make you stronger. So maybe that's you this week, and you need to find comfort in God by praying, by reading your Bible. Maybe it's by getting in a relationship where somebody can support you. Because there's the third step. Maybe you're somebody who has overcome great obstacles, and God has shown himself to you, and you've been made stronger, but you are being selfish and holding it to yourself. You're not supporting other people. You're not encouraging them. You're not being vulnerable to talk about the mistakes you're currently going through and the mistakes you've already made and overcome. This can be relationships with both if you're a Christian inside the church and with other Christians, or it can be outside. You can share about how God has changed you with those that don't know him and how he has made you, hopefully, a better person. Or if it's people inside the church, you can encourage people how God has shaped you again into who you are and help them overcome what they are currently struggling with. Because throughout the Bible, comfort never comes from things. It never comes from a bank account. It never comes from knowing what to do. It comes from God, and it comes from close friends. So maybe you need to start getting in those kinds of relationships or continue to build those authentic, vulnerable relationships. Because when we go through this over and over and over again, we're going to be continuing to grow, continuing to see who God is, continue to understand that God cares for us and that he will never abandon us no matter what struggles we're going through, no matter what pain we're going through, whether it's a minute-by-minute thing that we're not sure we're going to get to. God wants to strengthen you through it. And he wants to use it. This week, take a step. Maybe that step's in struggles. Maybe that's a step into comfort. Maybe that's a step into supporting others.